up at dawn and ask her why. I dream a dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eyes. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne soup.
Music from the future.
I'm not afraid to die. Report.
Is you in the middle?
Psych Area 54 with you. It's Cut Copy's song Cold Water we just played there. And before that was Radio Department. The song is called Every Time. It's off the album Pet Grief. Roosevelt's got a new album out called Polydance. It's pretty kind of a poppy sounding album. A lot of typical, you know what this album is? Roosevelt, I can't remember the guy's name that's the single guy that's behind Roosevelt, but a lot less bass and a lot more electronic bass, synthesized bass on this album. Almost kind of like a throwback to an 80s sound Roosevelt on this. The song we played for you is called See You Again.
The thing that's interesting about this album, we've talked about it before, is he's been releasing all these singles, pre-releasing all these singles, and now you have the full album, and I think there's like 14 or 15 songs on there, but they're all kind of like the same genre. You know, it's like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. I've heard this all before. I mean, it's good. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, him and Goldroom together would be perfect.
He's got the Swedish sound, even though he's German. It's very melodic.
More like Southern California chill wave.
Okay. Yeah, I see where you're going. It could be that too. Yeah, a little happy poppy electronic. Odessa before that did a song called Late Night, giving you a little bit of version of their Pixie Glitch. And then the Thievery Corporation sound, Drop Your Guns, the name of a song that we played there for you off of Temple of I and I. And start off the whole set with Yumi Zuma. Song's called Champagne Supernova. It's off the What's the Story album of theirs.
Yeah, and then it's kind of nice playing a little thievery reggae song in there.
Yeah.
We don't have played much off of Temple of I and I in a while, but it was a good release. I wonder if those guys are going to get back together again and start making some music, or is this going to be Eric Hilton on his own?
Yeah.
Or Rob Garza doing his touring once we get our vaccine cards and everybody can start going out again?
I think once these guys get a taste of what it's like on their own doing the stuff that they like to do themselves, I bet you they don't. Maybe they do for nostalgia, but I don't know why with the stuff that these guys, the success these guys have had so far on their solo projects, I don't know why they would right now.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe after a couple of years, you know. Maybe they're going to be like Gorillaz, you know, where they just, you know, okay, this time it's real. We're not going to get back together again.
They haven't announced that they broke up or anything, though, Tim.
No, they haven't.
No. And Thievery Corporation is a guaranteed sellout no matter where they perform. So,
yeah.
Money in the bag.
Yep, that's
right?
True. Yep.
Yeah. In the bank. That's it. All right, Tim, Mike, Area 54, thanks for being with us. We got some interesting music coming up for this next set that we got. We're going to start off with Big Wild, a song called Maker. Let's check it out.